From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between August the 12th and August the 14th. I'm Philip Grant. Zach Fink in NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com reports that the New York Senate will hold a hearing about the poisoned water in Hoosick Falls at 10:30 a.m. on August the 30th at the town's high school. The assembly will also hold two hearings about water quality at 11 a.m. September the 7th in Albany and at 11 a.m. on September the 12th on Long Island. Residents in two Rensselaer County towns have been calling for an investigation of the water quality for months, and the Senate scheduled a hearing a few weeks ago after receiving much criticism. You can read that full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. The Oath Keepers of Columbia in Greene County, New York, held a pro-police rally for several hours on Saturday, August the 13th, in front of the Hudson Police Department on Warren Street. About 20 to 25 members of the group and others waved flags and held signs asking motorists to honk if they support the police. John Wallace, president of the New York Oath Keepers, was interviewed on Mert Welfare's Facebook Live feed.
Well, I think right now the police in the United States are under attack. By activist groups, racist groups, leftist politicians, and of course, the chief anti-police president that we have. And only 1% of the police actually are involved in bad shootings or corruption. 99% of the people in the police departments join the police departments, number one, to serve the community, and they're getting a bad rap from the press and from some of these groups.
John Mason, Greg Hudson, and Daniel Zuckerman in the Register Star poll local Republican officials and cannot find one to say outright that they are supporting presidential candidate Donald Trump. Assemblyman Pete Lopez, who represents the 102nd District, including parts of Ulster, Greene, and Schoharie counties, said on August the 10th, and I quote, "I haven't endorsed anyone. I'm a registered Republican. Trump is the Republican candidate. What I'm waiting for is for both candidates to focus on the needs and issues of the people first and put their bantering aside," end quote. Congressperson Chris Gibson from Kinderhook said on July 18th he plans to vote, and I quote, "for a Republican," end quote. John Faso, the Republican running for Gibson's seat, said, and I quote, "If I have any advice for our candidate, he should focus on jobs, the economy, and national security. That's what voters care about," end quote. State Senator Kathy Marchione and George Armador, Assemblyman Steve McLaughlin, Columbia County Republican Chairman Greg Finger, and Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell all did not return the Register Star's calls for comment on their endorsements. A Gravis poll released August the 11th surveyed New Yorkers from August the 4th to the 8th and found they favored Democrat Hillary Clinton for president at 48% over Donald Trump at 34%, Libertarian Gary Johnson at 6%, and the Green Party's Jill Stein at 4%. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Philmont Water Department reports it will turn off the entire village's water supply while it is working on the town's water tower on Tuesday, August the 16th. The water will be turned off in Philmont between 10 and 11 p.m. and will be off for 4 to 6 hours. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Columbia Green Community College officials claim smaller graduating classes from local high schools and low unemployment figures mean enrollment rates are flat at the school. So the proposed $16.7 million 2016-17 budget is $900,000 or 5.11% smaller. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors approved the budget last month, and it goes to the Greene County Legislature at a public hearing 6:25 p.m. on August the 17th. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Republican State Senator George Armador announced on August the 13th he is against the pay raise the State Commission on Legislative, Judicial, and Executive Compensation is considering for state legislators. The 7-member commission has 4 months to make recommendations on pay for lawmakers and top officials. Their recommendations would then go into law unless they were rejected by the legislature. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Kinderhook Planning Board approved a site plan for Maple Hill Creamery that makes dairy products from grass-fed cows to move into number 5 Hudson Street. Paul Calcagno, the building's owner, said the dairy would employ between 7 and 12 employees as an office for the company moving from Stuyvesant. Village Economic Director Renee Shores said it will be the 9th new business to open in Kinderhook since 2014. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 8 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees and a low around 64 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, there is a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 81 degrees and a low around 64. And on Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers again with thunderstorms also possible afternoon and a temperature high near 79 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:02 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:56 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 15th day of August 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.